I'd like to wish all of you a very holy and happy Christmas. One of my favorite stories is a man who was reading the newspaper one day and he saw an advertisement for pills that made you look 25 years younger. So he ordered them through the mail, and when they came in, he forgot about them. He left them lying around the house. He went off on a business trip for a month, and then he called his wife and said he was coming home and would he pick her up at the train station. So when he got off the train, he noticed there was a beautiful young lady pushing a baby stroller with a baby in it. And he said, "Who are you?" She said, "I'm your wife." He said, "You're kidding. How did that happen?" She said, "Well, you know those pills that make you look 25 years younger? I took one. And what do you think?" He said, "That's incredible. That's fantastic. Who's in the baby carriage?" She said, "That's your father. He took two." So Christmas is about the fact that God became a baby. Isn't that amazing to think about? That God became man in Christ. That the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. The Creator became part of His creation. The invisible God became visible. There was a story in a Sunday school class of the kindergartners were asked to draw a picture of somebody from the Bible. And so the teacher walked around the class as the kids were drawing pictures. And the teacher said, "Alice, who are you drawing?" Alice said, "I'm drawing God." The teacher said, "But no one knows what God looks like." Alice looked up and smiled and said, "They will when I'm finished." How does God look? Well, look at the manger. Through the incarnation, we got to gaze upon the face of God. See, for centuries, people would look up to heaven to try to see God. But Mary was able to look down into her arms to see the face of God. So why did God send His Son into the world? Well, the Scripture says, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only Son, that we might not perish, but that we might have eternal life." See, when you read the Catechism of the Catholic Church, it teaches the primary three reasons why God came into this world as Christ, the Son of God. First, to redeem the world, to open the gates of heaven, to pay the price for our sins. Second, to reveal His love, to reveal the love of the Father by sending His own Son to be born of the Virgin, to die on the cross, to show just how much God loves you. When you look at the manger, you see how much God loves you. When you look at the crucifix, you see how much God loves you. When you look at the tabernacle, you see how God continues to love you. So first, to redeem the world, to open the gates of heaven, to save us from our sins. Second, to manifest the love that God has for us. And third, to give us grace to get to heaven, to establish His church, to give us the sacraments of baptism and confession and Holy Eucharist, confirmation, anointing of the sick, matrimony, the priesthood. These things enable us to get to heaven, to become holy. And that's why God created us, to come to know Him, to love Him, to serve Him faithfully in this world, to be happy with Him forever in the next. So how do we respond to this incredible gift of Jesus in our lives? Well, first, I would recommend that we pray every day. Always make time for prayer every day. Second, read the Bible every day, 10, 15 minutes each day. And then third, go to Mass faithfully every Sunday. And go to the sacraments on a regular basis. Go to regular confession and go to Sunday Mass every week. And follow the Lord's commandments. See, this is how we respond to this great grace that He gives us on Christmas. I'd just like to end today by every few years reading one of my favorite stories. And I'll do it this year. And this, of course, is a beautiful children's book, Santa at Bethlehem, long out of print. But it contains such beautiful spirituality and good theology. So let me share with you this on this Christmas day. The night before Christmas, a beautiful night. The air was so crisp and the stars were so bright. And down by the lake, you could still hear the ringing of laughter and sleigh bells and young people singing. In one little house on this wonderful eve, the children were guessing what Santa would leave. They hung up their stockings with big little eyes that shone with delight and the hope of surprise. And then Mother darkened the living room light, for this was the loveliest part of the night, when all the children would gather to sing, "Happy birthday to you, our new little king." But a shadow of sadness enveloped their joy. There were tears in the eyes of one little boy. He turned to his mother and let out a cry, "Mom, the angels were there, and the shepherds came by. The way was so clear and the star was so bright. Didn't Santa Claus stop at the stable that night?" The mother was stunned. There wasn't a stir. The five little children were looking up at her. They wanted to know what the answer would be. What could she tell them? How could they see? Then she looked at the stable, the infant so sweet, and she looked at the mother who knelt at his feet. The baby was love, the joy of the living, and Mary, the essence of sharing and giving. And there was the answer to counter her fear. What seemed inconsistent became very clear. For when before Christ was there ever a cause for any poor soul to expect Santa Claus? Yes, the infant was love and the joy of the living, and Mary, her baby, was sharing and giving. And Santa was there, a gift from above, invisible symbol of giving and love. There was joy in her heart when she wiped off her tear, and her words overflowed with genuine cheer. For now she was sure that her answer was right. Of course Santa came to the stable that night. And oh, with what joy did the children receive the story she told of the first Christmas Eve. It was the night before Christmas, a long time ago. Away to the north in the land of the snow, a toy maker ended his work for the day. He went to his snow port to check on his sleigh. He fed all the deer in the reindeer corral and whispered, "I think I am finished for now." As Santa went home to get ready for bed, he fingered his beard and he quietly said, "The world is so silent. The wind is so light. A feeling of wonder is filling this night." Now back at the toy shop, the hard-working elves were busy arranging the toys on the shelves, and one little elf, with a gleam in his eyes, revealed to the others a lovely surprise. "I asked Santa, who were the girls and the boys for whom he had made all these beautiful toys? And Santa replied, as he stood there and smiled, 'I made all these toys for one little child.'" And when darkness had fallen and Santa slept sound, and only the small little elves were around, the toys in the workshop came down from the shelves and had the most wonderful time for themselves. And as they were frolicking late in the night, they suddenly noticed a beautiful light. And then they recalled with excitement and joy what Santa had said when he finished each toy. "I fashioned you into a wonderful thing, for someday you'll be my gift to a king." When Santa Claus saw the remarkable light, he knew that tonight was the glorious night. At last, after all the years he had waited, the infant was born as the Bible had stated. So quickly he called every helper and aide to pack all the toys he had carefully made, the clowns and the balls and the musical trains, the rockets and boats and the passenger planes, the puzzles and crayons and coloring sets, a bike and a wagon and little toy pets. He bundled them up to the top of his sleigh, and led by the star, he began on his way. The night before Christmas, a beautiful night. The air was so crisp and the star was so bright. Quiet and calm over Bethlehem lay. Silence replaced the noise of the day. High on a hillside, the angels were singing of peace and of love that the Christ child was bringing. And there in a manger the infant was sleeping, and Mary and Joseph a vigil we're keeping, a vigil of love, adoration, and prayer for Jesus, whom God had placed in their care. And late in the night, by the light from above, Santa Claus came with a heart full of love. He gazed at the infant, the dear little Lord, and kneeling, he silently prayed and adored. Then Santa arose, and without any noise, he brought to Our Lady all the wonderful toys. He set them in front of her, one after one, and told them he had made them all for her son. And they say, when Our Lady beheld the surprise, she whispered to Santa with tears in her eyes, "I thank you for what you have given my son. Your present is truly a wonderful one. But this above all is the most beautiful part, the love that is fostered for him in your heart. But you know that my son will be like other boys. He couldn't possibly use all of these toys. So each Christmas Eve, as if by the star, I'd like you to travel, both near and afar, to visit the children as jingle bells ring, in honor of Jesus, our new little king, and spread all your love and your spirit of giving, so others may share in the joy of the living. And, O Santa, take all these wonderful toys and give them with love to the girls and the boys. For that which you do for some other one is counted as if it were done for my son." Then sweetly she patted the toys with her hand and picked for her baby a little white lamb.